Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 290. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And I'll start real quick by saying that your response to last episode, my episode on relation shopping, has been insane. I've probably gotten 1,000 DMs from it. The show is now number 5 on the Spotify charts. It was my most listened to episode in one day ever. So thank you so much for that. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing that podcast with friends. It means a lot to me that you engage so much with what I have to say and what I think. So thank you for that. And today I've got a topic that, if you can't tell by the title, isn't original to me, of course. Hot Girl Summer. What do I know about that? What do I know about Hot Girl Summer? But in honor of Meg Thee Stallion, wanted to give my take on what it means to have this kind of mindset, this kind of mentality, a hot girl summer mindset, a hot guy summer mindset, a hot human summer mindset. Because as Meg said, it's not about women or men. It's just about being unapologetically you. And it's no shocker that I think that's fantastic, right? I think that's something we could all benefit from, being unapologetically ourselves. So I wanted to give my take on this because I think there's an element here that's really, really helpful. And the idea for this podcast came to me the other day. I was talking with another friend of mine who had been dating someone, and then like a couple months in, she said, "Hey, let's kind of pump the brakes. I don't see this going anywhere." And I was talking to my friend about this, and we were like going in circles on why, you know, this sudden change of heart from her. Like, why did she go from, "Yes, this is amazing," to, "Hey, I think we should hit pause." And of course, there's so many reasons why this happens in dating. You never truly know, because some people don't give the full truth, and that's fine. And I was like, "Dude, you know, just don't beat yourself up on this, because you might never truly know why. Sometimes it's best just to move on and that be it." But then I was like, "I don't know, man, who knows? Maybe she just decided that she wanted to have herself a hot girl summer." And we kind of laughed at that, because this idea of hot girl summer has become like such a meme, and it's become kind of this idea that hot girl summer, hot human summer, is all about being single and not giving any fucks. That's what it's about. And I think, yeah, that could definitely be part of it. Of course, like, go live your hoe face. Like, great, it's the summer, have at it, go get some. But in my mind, this idea of hot girl summer, it isn't about being single. It really has nothing to do with relationship status. In fact, I mean, according to Meg, like, she tweeted out when people asked what it means, she said that it's about being unapologetically you, having fun, being confident, living your truth, being the life of the party. That's verbatim from her. So nothing in there about being single or in a relationship. And, you know, all those things she listed out, those are big vibes, and I can get behind each and every one of those. Being unapologetically you, having fun, being confident, living your truth. Heck yes, I love that. So for starters, and again, I'm going to say hot girl summer here a lot, but this is hot human summer, as Meg said. But for starters, you know, living your best life, it isn't something that is tied to relationship status. And I think that's really important to remember. And I say that because I think far too often, I'm sure you'd agree, we tie happiness, we tie fulfillment, we tie our ability to be fun, our ability to be free, to our relationship status. But I think it's so important for all of us to remember that you can be single, and you could have been single forever. You could be so over dating, you could be so frustrated over dating apps and people, relation shopping and everything, but you can still live a hot girl summer mindset. You could also be the opposite of that. You could be wifed up, cuffed up, old and boring, you know, Bed Bath and Beyond on a Saturday, whatever. And you can still also live a hot girl summer mindset. It really doesn't have anything to do with being tied to someone. Being unapologetically you has nothing to do with a relationship status. And I say that because I saw that tweet from Meg where she said that hot girl summer is about being unapologetically you, having fun, being confident, living your truth, being the life of the party. And I was like, what does that mean exactly? Because those are all buzzwords. And I'm team buzzwords. I love it. I love it. But what does it mean to be unapologetically you? What does it mean to live your truth? And, you know, it's like, if you're not living hot girl summer, are you missing out on something? Like, is this some cool party everyone's been invited to and we're missing out? You know, what's the deal? So I gave this some thought, and here I am with my take on what this means so that you then can have your best hot girl summer mindset and live that for the rest of your life, to tap into that, to tap into what makes you, you, and then live that truth as loud and obnoxiously as you want. Whether you're single, whether you're in a relationship, whether you're somewhere in between, or wherever you are. So I'll hop right into it. Quick reminder that I'd love it if you check out newmindsethoodis.com, pick up a journal. I'm very passionate about this idea of taking what's in your head and your heart, writing it down, making it real. That's why I've created 3 journals there. The New Mindset Journal is for helping you find clarity in your life. The Unbothered Journal is for calming your anxious thoughts. And then, of course, Single is Your Superpower is for helping you catch feelings for yourself. So thank you so much for checking that out. Really, really means a lot. And that's my quick pitch there. But to start, you know, this idea of hot girl summer, I did what I normally do is I Googled it. What is hot girl summer? And I think I've got a handle on it now, right? Many examples I found: posting a glamorous picture of yourself in your swimsuit, check. Staying in on a Friday night and blissfully watching a nature documentary while scarfing down a pint of ice cream, check. There's another example of a picture of Tom Hanks. He made a knot in the front of his shirt, like it tied it, and was smiling. Apparently that's hot girl summer vibe. So check, check, check. Love it. I think these are all great examples of just living your truth, being you, not caring. But the question is, how do you do that 24/7? Like, how does that become your natural state? And I say that because, like, it's easy to live your truth when it's the summer and you're 6 trulies deep and the sun is out and there's great music playing. That's easy. It's easy to be your best, most real self when you're out with your crew and you're just clowning on each other and everything's great. You know, it's easy to live a hot girl summer mindset when you're comfortable, when things are great, when you're in your comfort zone and things are just grooving. That's great. But the question is, how do you live this mindset all the time? How do you live it when things aren't going great? After you've gone on another bad date, when your job is really frustrating you, when you're feeling unsure of yourself, when you feel that you're living a boring life, a life that is anything but hot girl summer worthy, right? How do you do that? So this is what I was thinking about, and I think it comes down to embracing 2 truths about yourself, and that's what I want to talk about briefly in this episode. And the first is super powerful, but it is one of my classic sound bites. So if you've heard me say this before, you're probably like, dude, Case, we get it. Give it a rest. But it's so true, and it's really defining of this hot girl summer mindset. And this is realizing that there's no right way to live your life, but there is a wrong way. And the wrong way is to think that there's a right way, right? This has been such a guiding principle for me to understand that there truly is no right way to do anything in life. Despite what we think, despite what we assume, there's no right way to be single. There's no right way to be in a relationship. There's no right way to make a living. There's no right way to be confident. There's no right way to be, to practice self-love. Nothing. There truly is no right way. And this has always been a major vibe for me and really defines hot girl summer, because there's no right way to do anything or be anyone. And the moment you realize that is the moment that this hot girl summer mindset lasts forever. Because once you realize that there's no right way to do anything or be anyone, and everyone out there who is happy in what they're doing or who they are, you recognize that they simply found their own version of right. And that is so liberating. Because it reinforces there's no blueprint for anything. How you live your truth is how you live your truth. You don't need to try to be like someone else who's living their truth. They found their right way, just as you are finding your right way. And once you've found your right way, that's your right way. And embracing that is what makes you unapologetically you, because it leads you to live your life, not someone else's expectation of your life, not what you assume is how your life is supposed to be. It's just remembering that you don't have to make choices for anyone other than you. Obviously, there's some exceptions with a broad statement like that, but you don't have to work a certain job because that's what's expected of a successful person. You don't have to pop bottles at the club if that's what's expected of a confident person. You don't have to be cocky and loud if that's what's expected of someone to be the life of the party. You don't have to meet someone on a dating app if you don't want. You don't have to meet someone in person if you don't want, whatever, right? Those are all your choices. And when you embrace your choice as the right choice, that's amazing. And that is a hot girl summer mentality. Just like, think about that. How freaking amazing is it that you get to decide all those things? That there's no one to impress other than you, other than the future version of you, because there's no right way. And I don't know about you, but like, that really amps me up. It really does. And when I remember that, and again, I'm always kind of repeating this mantra, when I remember that, there's no choice for me to be anyone other than myself. And that's right where I should be, right? To stay in on a Friday night if I want to, or to go on a 2-day bender if I want to date if I want to not date if I want to post a selfie if I want to, whatever. It's just remembering that your confidence is your confidence. Your relationship status is your relationship status. Your happiness is your happiness. And it's up to you to say, this is my choice. And because I made this choice, it's right for me. And I love it. I love it when I talk to people and it's like their happiness, their version of right is different from what other people are doing. I love that so much because it shows that that person has some, you know, original thinking, is trusting themselves, is trusting their journey to define what's right for them. It's like, I love it when people zig when everyone else is zagging, right? That is hot girl summer. Just doing the opposite of what's expected of you. Or at minimum, doing the opposite of what you've always done, doing the opposite of what you've always assumed to be true, dropping any assumptions you've always held. That is hot girl summer. And I think grounding yourself in this is really important because it's easy to say all that, but then be like, man, you know, Case, I've been living that for years. I've been, you know, yeah, I'll find my version of right. It's great. But then you're like, man, I'm embracing this, but I feel lost. Like, I feel like I'm always chasing what's right for me. And it's exhausting. I just want to find my person. I just want to find my purpose. And I just want to live that life. I don't want to chase it anymore. And I get that. I think that's what kind of erodes our ability to live hot girl summer mentality year round, you know? So I think there's a follow-up to that truth. This is part two of what I wanted to talk about. That's, again, this truth is that there's no right way to live your life, but there's a wrong way. The wrong way is to think that there's a right way. I think the follow-up to this is to recognize that not having everything figured out right now, it's kind of a gift. It is, because life would be pretty freaking boring if we had it all figured out today. And I know, of course, that's a very privileged thing to say, and you could probably poke some holes in that, but let's just take a step back and think about this. If you're 25, you're 30, you're 35, you're 40, whatever you are, and if you were like, yep, I've got it all figured out, I know exactly who I am. I know exactly what I need. There's nothing I don't know. There's nothing I haven't yet experienced. I've got it all figured out. To me, that sounds really, really boring, like major boring, like no more ups and downs, no more learning, no more overcoming struggles, no more overcoming doubts or insecurities. That sounds horrible. That sounds like a boring life. And I have a feeling you're probably like, yeah, I agree. So I think the second part of living a hot human summer mindset is frankly just being grateful that you've got more to learn and experience. And that's a good thing. It's a really good thing. And it's okay to doubt yourself and be like, I'm over here single and they're all in a relationship, or I'm old and boring and everyone else is partying, or I'm this and they're that. And you start to doubt yourself because you haven't found your groove yet. I think that's so okay. Because you can ground yourself in just being grateful that you don't have it all figured out. You live your truth right now. You live your version of right today. and be energized because you know that's going to evolve because you don't have it all figured out. And that's great. I think it's amazing. I think this is an amazing realization because it gives you permission to truly be yourself in this moment, right now, with what you're doing, with what is right for you right now. That's true to you right now. And you give yourself permission to learn and evolve. And maybe tomorrow it'll be different, or the next day it'll be different. But for now, it's like, yeah, fuck all expectations and assumptions. This is me. This is my version of right. And to me, that is like being unapologetically you. That is hot girl summer, right? Because there's nothing wrong with your version of right as it is today. Even if you feel unsure, even if you know it's going to change, because that's a gift. It's just trusting in the version of you as you are today. No feeling bad that it's not like someone else's version of right. It's simply you as you are today, and it's right for you, and that's all that matters. Because when you embrace that, that is embracing being unapologetically you. And it's trusting that you don't have it all figured out. And that's great. That means there's so much upside in your life. Because it trusts that more answers are coming. More closure is coming. New ideas, new changes are coming. It trusts that your good karma is coming. That anyone lost means someone will be found. That failures become your testimonies. And I don't know about you, but like, that really, really excites me. And that's my take on hot girl summer, hot human summer. It's just about being you. And not just because that's the biggest cliche in the book, but because you know that you get to define whether it's right for you or not. And you get to embrace the fact that you've got more versions of you in the future. And that's so exciting. And that means that whatever version you are of yourself today that you're embracing today, it's the right one for you. And stepping into that person and being that person because it's right, that's hot girl summer. So that's it. I hope that was helpful. If it was, I'd love it if you'd share this podcast with a friend, send them this episode, send it to someone looking to live their best version of hot girl summer and never look back. Thank you so much for checking out newmindsethoodist.com. Thank you for subscribing to the podcast, for giving the show a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. That means so much to me. Thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you so much for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.